We continue our learning. We're in a Darim Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. Hamudor Hana Mechaver. You have a case where Reuven, let's say, made a neder that he's not getting Hana from Shimon. Says the Mishnah, Shokel es Shiklo. Shimon is permitted to pay the machtesa shekel, the half shekel that we give, every Jew has to give in the beginning, starting with Chodesh Adar, to give the Trumas HaLishka and the Beis HaMikdash for the purposes of Karbonos Tzibur. So Shimon is able to pay that machtesa shekel on behalf of Reuven, and that's not considered Reuven getting Hanah from him. Uporeya eschovo, and Shimon is allowed to pay back a debt that Reuven may owe. That's also not considered benefiting, giving benefit to Reuven. Why? Since he's not giving anything to Reuven directly, but he's giving it to someone else, to the Gizbar, to the treasurer of Hektesh and the Beis HaMikdash, regarding the Machzis HaShekel. Or to the Baal Chov, let's say to the Malveh that Reuven owes money to. This is not considered giving benefit. This is what we call Mavriach Ari, Havrachas Arimelov, literally chasing away the lion. Shimon is, all he's doing is preventing any potential harm to Reuven. And people who are going to demand money from him. The Gizbar won't come to him now, and the Mava won't come to him. This removal of Havracha Sari, Mavriya Chari, is not considered giving benefit. Umach Zulo Es Aveda, so, and Shimon is permitted to give, if he finds Reuven's object, to return it to him. That's not considered Hana, that is giving Hana, that's a mitzvah, it's a Kima Mitzvah, Shavas Aveda. It's not Shimon giving Hana to Reuven. Makom shenotzlim oleh haschar, but let's say in a place where the minig is to give schar to pay something to the meshev aved, to the one who's returning it, and Shimon doesn't want to get schar from Reuven, if he's giving him the object, and normally Reuven would pay Shimon, so now Reuven is getting benefit by the fact that he doesn't have to pay. Let's say Shimon doesn't want the money, so tipol hana lehektesh. So then. Says the Mishnah, then Reuven has to pay that value of what he would typically pay Shimon. He has to give that money to Hektesh. Shimon was mochel on it, that's fine. But because Shimon's mochel on that money, Reuven is now benefiting. So Reuven now has to take that money and give it to Hektesh. He can't get Hana from Shimon. So in this way, he gives that money to the Beis HaMikdash. Some say, based on the Gemara, that the case of Makom Shenotulam La'aschar is a case where, let's say, both Reuven and Shimon were mudra hana one from the other. So here, they are permitted to return each other's objects. Not a problem, because it's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, and mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvos are not given for hana purposes. We don't view doing a mitzvah as giving someone benefit or gaining benefit. It's, nonetheless, if it's a case where people get schar, so either way, we're in trouble. Because if he takes schar, he's going to get hana. If he doesn't get schar, take schar, he's giving hana to his friend. So therefore, in this dilemma, so then the hana money should go to Hektesh. Perek Dalin Mishnah Gimel, a continuation of this case of Reuven and Shimon, where Reuven was mudra hana from Shimon. What is considered Reuven getting hana and what's not? Vitoreim est trumaso umaso sov ledato. So says the Mishnah, you know what Shimon's allowed to do for Reuven, which is not considered giving him ana, not considered giving him benefit, is he's allowed to separate truma and masra on his behalf for Reuven's produce, ledato, as long as Reuven knows. So for example, Reuven says the following. Whoever would like to come and separate my truma can do so. Then Shimon has the right to do so, as long as Reuven is aware of it. But Reuven can't tell Shimon directly to separate truma. Shimon would not be able to respond to that, to be able to do so, because then Reuven would be appointing him as shaliach, and Shimon doing his shlichus would be a problem of hana. Farshim explained that this is only when Shimon is taking truma from separating the produce, the maser, the one-tenth, or the truma, the 2%, whatever it may be, from Reuven's tefua itself. Then it has to be midato. But let's say Shimon is going to separate produce from his own produce on behalf of Reuven's produce. Reuven needs Trumas Umasos separated from his apples, from his figs. So what does Shimon do? Shimon takes, as in mind, I'm going to take a few, two out of 100 figs, whatever it is, to take care of Reuven's stuff. So then you don't need Reuven's das at all. Why? Because that's no different than the pareachovo, to paying his debt, and Shimon's allowed to do that without the das of Reuven. Only if Shimon's going to be taking from Reuven's produce itself, separating out the Truma Maser, does it have to be the das of Reuven. And once again, but cannot be done through an act of shlichus, has to be where Reuven said, whoever wants to come and separate, we can come and separate. Umakriv Allah, Kinezavim, Kinezavos. You know what Shimon's allowed to do? If Shimon's a Kohen, then the Reuven can't get Hanah from Shimon. Nonetheless, Shimon is allowed to sacrifice the Kinezavim, Kinezavos. These are the two Torim or two B'nei Yonah, the pigeons, the bird, turtle doves that a Zav and a Zava have to bring on the eighth day after the seven clean, counting seven clean days. Or Kine Yoldos, by Yoledis, it says, Vayikr Yudbeis, Uvenlos, Yimei Tara, Levein, Olevas, Tavi, Keves, Ben Shinar, Sol, Le'Allah, Uven Yonah, Osor, Lechatas. So if you don't have enough money to give of the Yoledas, you don't have enough money to give a seh, so it says, Vimlo timsa yada yidei seh, v'lokachosh dei sarim, oshnei b'nei yonah. So those are the kinei yoldos. So there's a nest, literally, the two birds of a Yoledas that are brought. So we allow Shimon the Kohen to benefit Reuven in this regard by bringing his karbanos. It's not considered giving him ana chatos vashamos and a karban chatos and a karban asham as well. In fact, the Gemara says that this is true for all karbanos. The Mishnah mentions these as a chiddush, that even though these kinim, these birds and the chatos and the asham of a mitzora, let's say, permit the owner, in this case Reuven, to eat karbanos, maybe I would say, oh, that's allowing him to achilas kachim. So maybe that's really benefiting him. So the answer is no. Even in the case of mudahana, we assume kohanim are shluchei shamayim. They're not shluchei bala karban. And this is only a grum of hana. It's not direct and it's okay. Umalamdo medrash and halachos vagados. Shimon is allowed to teach. It's not considered benefiting Reuven by teaching him midrashim of psukim or the mechilta. Sifra v'sifri, Michilta is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, Sifra the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, Sifri, which is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim, Halachos and Agados, says the Mishnah. Halachos or Agados, all permitted to teach. Why is that so? Because a person has, when it comes to Hirsha Baal Peh, a person is not permitted to get schar for teaching because it's a kiyum mitzvah. And the pasuk says, Re'eli miyati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokoi. Says Moshe to the Jewish people, discussed on Dav Lam in Zayin Maseches, here in Maseches and Yorim, Ma ani b'chinam, just like I taught you, or Hashem taught us for free, so I teach for free too. Or maybe because same way I teach you for free, you have to teach for free. That's with respect to Torah Baal Peh. And therefore, it's not considered getting benefit if Shimon teaches Torah to Reuven, because Reuven's not allowed to pay him anyway. So for that service. Ava lo yilamdenu mikra, but for free, Shimon cannot teach Reuven mikra, chumish, tanach for free. Because a person who teaches mikra is allowed to get schar, because he's usually teaching younger children. And the Gemara has two opinions. Maybe it's because you're babysitting for them, or because schar shimur can be paid for that, or schar pisok ha-ta'amim. The Rebbe is usually teaching, if you're teaching Tanakh, you're teaching the trup, and that's not considered getting schar for Talmud Torah. So if Shimon's going to teach mikra to Reuven, that's going to be a problem if he does it for free, because he's now benefiting. Being mochel on the money is benefiting Reuven. That he's not allowed to do. Ava malamed hu es banav es benosav mikra, but Shimon is allowed to teach Reuven's children a mikra, even though it's a mitzvah on the father to teach his son Torah, and Shimon's being motzi Ruvain of that obligation, this is not considered hana, because mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. Mitzvos are not made for hana, and this Shimon is only doing a mitzvah instead of Ruvain. He's acting as shaliach. He's going to be a Rebbe for Ruvain's children. That's really Ruvain's responsibility, and therefore it's not benefiting at all. It's just doing a mitzvah. Vizan, es ishtov es banav, afal pishahu chayv mizonoseim. Shimon is allowed to feed, to give, to sustain, to provide for his wife, Ruvain's wife, and Ruvain's children, even though Ruvain himself is chayv mizonos, and now Shimon's not getting paid for it. It looks like he's benefiting Ruvain. So the answer is no. This is no different as the previous Mishnah. Shokel ashiklo pareschavo. He's basically paying a debt. He's not giving food, money to Ruvain directly, but rather he's paying his debt indirectly. Velo yizon es behemto bein tmeya bein tahora. And he's not allowed to give mizonos food to Ruvain's animal, whether it's a non-kosher animal or a kosher animal, because the fact that he's fattening up the animal, that's hana, real hana that Ruvain's getting. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zon es ha-tameya veino zon es ha-tahora. No, he's allowed to give food to the non-kosher animal, just not a kosher animal, says Rabbi Eliezer. So Omer le-chachamim said, ma bein tameya le-tahora. Why should there be a difference between the two? Amar lahen. So Rabbi Eliezer explained, sha-tahora nishama nafsha la-shamayim v'gufa shelo. When it comes to a kosher animal, even though the nefesh is the shamayim, meaning after you shecht it, it's dead. That's true. But nonetheless, Reuven's getting hana from the guf. He's going to be able to eat the meat, and therefore there is hana in Shimon fattening up Reuven's animal if it's a kosher animal. But vatameya, but a non-kosher animal, nafsha vigufa lashamayim. When it dies, everything, not only the nefesh, but even the guf, belong to Hashem. He's not, Reuven's not getting any hana from him at all. Amrullah the Chacham's Rabbi Eliezer, afatameya. No, not true. Even when it comes to a tamei animal, and that's where the chachamim held that v'lo yozon es behemto bein tamei bein Torah. Why? Because even a non-kosher animal, there's a guf that can belong to Reuven as well. He can get hana. How so? Shemir tzaharei humochol legoyim umachir leklavim. He can get hana from the fact that the animal's fattened up because he can sell it to a non-Jew and or feed it to his animals, and that way he Reuven is getting hana from it, and that would apply even to a non-kosher animal. Say the Chachamim to Rabbi Eliezer.